Hello, friends. Hello, hello, hello.
Whoa, are the headphones on?
Hello, my friends.
There it is.
You guys are listening to WMEC 90.5 FM.
It's got a pot filter?
Yes, bro. We're up like that.
Okay, when me and Abby do our show, we only use that mic because it's too
Yeah, choppy. That one's actually genuinely chopped. Yeah. Anywho, you guys are listening to La Mezcla. And I'm Ethan.
Yes. Oh, this one doesn't say like
that. No, just come here. Just come here.
Turn these ones off.
Okay. Oh my days! That was the creak of doom. Wait. Okay.
Oh,
that's us.
Oh wow, it sounds so nice.
What's your name?
Hello guys, my name is Benji.
Benji. That's his name, guys.
That's how you say it.
Yep. We still have to do a post. Can we do the post that we were saying?
We can do one of them, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll do it when the music starts.
Yeah.
Well, I hope you guys are doing well. You guys are listening to La Mezcla. Unfortunately, we are missing our other two hosts. But you guys missed me last show, so you'll get a little bit of me today. And also Benji as well.
Yes.
Today is the 19th. I hope you guys are enjoying your time. Tell me about your day, guys. How are you guys doing? Like, let me know in the comments below. I genuinely want to know. This is also my first time doing a show without the others,
really?
Without the friends,
really?
The Salvies. This is the first time.
How do you feel?
I don't know. It's a new experience, so I guess I like it. It's fun. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah. I was saying when I did my show by mm-hmm. myself, it was fun, but I got intruded on by some people, and I want to do it by myself.
As it happens, as it goes.
But it's fun. I think it's nice. It's a nice little change of pace, because you own the show. You get to direct it.
This is true. I do own the show today, which is really nice.
Could you plug this in, please?
Of course, mate. Whoa. My bad.
Up there. Oh, I see.
Thank you, love. This pop filter is crazy.
Genuinely, I don't know when they added that, but it's actually kind of insane.
It's crazy because these two mics are so chopped, but that one's beautiful.
Let's log out. We also had no time to, like, log into anything, you guys, just so you know. So bear with us for a moment.
Really? Because, you don't connect it to aux?
No, not... Oh, wait. I didn't know that was even a thing.
That's how I always do.
Guys, I'm low-key a preliminary DJ.
Spell that word.
Preliminary, preliminary.
I think you missed an I.
Let me know in the comments below if we missed anything.
Who's right, y'all?
Who's right? Gang, this is not the way to go. Where's the aux?
It's on that side.
Oh, is it? But I don't have the thing.
I do.
You do?
Yeah.
Can you bless
it? I can. My laptop is still like leg charging. You also need to play the PSA.
Yes. Let's play a PSA, you guys. Let's see what we want to listen to. Ethan or Benji, give me a PSA.
I feel like we can't overdo the Filipino students.
Best buddies.
Anymore. Listen to best buddies.
Yeah. Low-key best buddies fits. All right, listen to best buddies, you guys.
Are you looking for a club that celebrates friendship? Then best buddies might be the one for you. We organize social events for local folks with disabilities to come to campus and hang out. Some of our highlights of the past years have been our holiday parties, a polar bear plunge in the freezing Chesapeake Bay, our friendship walk with best buddies branches from around the state, and a winter formal with over 80 people. And if you want to learn more information, check out our Instagram at bestbuddiesumd.
Well, I hope you guys like learning about best buddies, because me and Benji are best buddies. Isn't that right?
Oh, yeah. this is in my head, but when me and my co-host, mm-hmm. when we do it...
Who shall not be named.
Yeah, never. We, like, are, like, I usually sit in that seat, so, like, when I talk, I, like, bring it over here, and then when it's time for the other person to talk, you move it over there for them. It's kind of nice. It's kind of beautiful.
Yeah, that is beautiful. I love that.
Also, who took a bite out of the top of the microphone?
Like, you see?
That's why there's a filter there. Do you see?
I see. Because that Joan literally took a bite. It's the big girl who fell. True. Which PSA did you guys play? Best buddies, of course.
Best buddies.
Well, if you guys want to know, we will be listening to a lot of songs. Me and Ethan didn't have much time to... That's the first time I referred to you in that name.
Are we switching back?
Yeah, we're switching back.
Okay, bit over.
The... theme for today is, drumroll please, new beginnings. Yay! Woo! It's new beginnings. And that is actually, that Val came up with that one. So you guys have her to thank. But me and Ethan didn't have much time to think of a lot of music for that one. So you'll have to bear with us, guys.
That said, I have dialogue for all of my options. So don't think I'm unprepared. Mm,
Ethan did give a little bit of his own twang on it.
A slight bit, yes.
Yeah.
Do you do funny names? Can I name it for, can I name it?
Yeah. Name it right now.
I was going to say Doomed Yowie. That's the one that knows.
I'd give it. I'd like that. But, like, I don't think anybody will see it, hopefully.
They never do. No one has ever.
Nobody has ever looked at
it. The first two seasons of Frequencies, I'd always have, like, really funny, cute little names for playlists, but nobody ever checks these. No. This is for, like, legal purposes more than anything.
True. This will be the first show that I record, by the way. I'm going to record this.
You don't do it for all of them?
No, we haven't, honestly.
Whoa.
Let us know in the comments below if you guys want us to record these and post them somewhere, because that can be done. So, without further ado, let's get into our first couple songs. Mm. We're going to get into Fade Into You by Mazi Star, which I'm sure many of you knew. And then after that, we'll be getting into a song called Deixa Pra Lá by Bossa Cucanava and Teresa something. We'll see. Let me know if you guys want to hear more of this kind of music. Also, DM us and let us know, like, what do you guys want to hear? Like, what's the vibe? What other themes do you guys want to see? We like the interaction with you guys. We love that, actually. And, yeah, I hope you guys enjoy. Bye-bye. Without a home.
you put your hands into your head, and then smiles cover your heart.
Falou que não vai mais voltar.
Deixa pra lá.
Se você ficou em último lugar,
deixa pra lá.
Se tudo começou na hora de acabar,
deixa pra lá.
Se você não passou nesse vestibular,
deixa pra lá.
Deixa que essa vida um dia muda. Você tem que se assumir. E se o próprio amigo já não tem viola pra lhe acompanhar,
deixa pra lá.
Se nesse ano a escola não vai desfilar,
deixa pra lá.
Se você pediu tanto e ninguém quis lhe dar,
deixa pra lá.
Se também fez um canto pra ninguém gostar,
deixa pra lá.
Deixa que essa fase é passageira, amanhã será melhor. E você vai ver que a cidade inteira Sereste já não tem luar. Se você foi à festa e não pôde dançar, se a sua companheira já não quer lhe dar aquele amor antigo que só faz vibrar,
deixa pra lá.
Ideia e não pôde falar,
deixa pra lá.
Se faltou com a plateia e ninguém quis ligar,
deixa pra lá.
Se você foi à feira e não pôde comprar,
deixa pra lá.
Porque o dinheiro é pouco pra poder gastar,
deixa pra lá.
Deixa que essa vida um dia muda. Você tem que se assumir. E se o próprio amigo Sereste já não tem luar,
deixa pra lá.
Se você foi à festa e não pôde dançar,
deixa pra lá.
Se a sua companheira não fez seu jantar,
deixa pra lá.
Porque foi pra Portela saracutear,
deixa pra lá.
Deixa, não perturbe a sua vida. Carnaval já vem aí, é brincar com o povo na avenida. Não vi se teu amor falou que não vai mais voltar.
Deixa pra lá.
Eu já vou parar de cantar.
Deixa
Hello, friends. We are back.
Yes.
And with much review already. We've got a lot of review, you guys. Let us know, like, positively what you guys have to say.
And you know the funniest thing? They're hating who's giving us views right now. they're our main audience right now.
Yeah, they are.
They are. And they love it. Mm. And they love it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, but let us know what you guys think of those songs. I really love those songs. The next song we'll be listening to is actually from Val. It's The Chain by Fleetwood Mac. But I'd like to talk to the people some more.
Mm.
Talk to E.
Hello. Hello. Eton.
Eton? No. Not on the show. Guys, it's been a long time since we've played Catan. And it's actually not okay. I need to go back. I need to tap back into that.
And you know why? You weren't there for my big win.
Did you actually win?
Yes, of course.
I haven't added it to the tally.
Because
that's insane.
I don't count team wins personally, but you wanted to count your team wins.
Wait, who is the team?
Me, Bar.
You, Bar?
Yeah.
I'd count it, low-key.
No,
because I think we counted that win for Abby.
I know, but I'm saying I wouldn't have counted Abby's at all.
Really? So should I take it off?
Well, it's already
Abby's
there.
That's Abby's only win.
It's up to you.
It's the singular win.
Taking it off right now.
If I take it off right now, that's taking everything from me.
And mind you, she's never getting another win after this.
Never.
Because I've been studying the blade. Y'all don't know what I've been doing. But no, I definitely think you should run it back because I'm definitely going to come back vigorous. And we'll see. We'll see what happens.
Cumberbatch has won.
I did not know you changed the name.
Cumberbatch has won. Benedict is at 3. Olga's at 1. Cumberbatch is at 1.
Oh, yeah, she had 3?
Sugar's, I'm at 3 games.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's kind of crazy. It's a big thing for me, bro.
Yeah, good game.
Thank you.
Is he coming out today?
No, absolutely not.
Is he ever coming out on the show?
Whoa, I don't know if the people deserve it, to be
guest episode where it's all the characters. Fire, actually.
That would actually be the worst show ever, bro. The most nauseating show I've ever seen.
This could be true.
I have to pull up my soundboard.
Oh,
for the one time.
Board?
Yes, bro. Oh, you're not hip?
I'm not hip. Wait.
Whoa.
I think this headphone's always just a little bit chopped.
You think so?
I can't hear anything in my head.
I think we sound crazy online.
Is it?
I think so.
Oh, no.
I feel like I'm whispering. Can you hear me, guys?
I can't hear anything in my headphones at all. You should push that down a little bit. I see it, like, peeking. It's not even connected. This is in the Discord call when that one kid is, like, playing it through his speaker monitor.
That's literally me, bro.
Is this a custom one?
No.
Oh.
These are just regular ones, bro.
That's awesome, bro. So now, when are you using these?
I don't even... I haven't...
It's when you remember you have a soundboard and you start playing them with no conjunction or anything. They just kind of come out.
They just kind of like, they're there for show, honestly. Yeah. It needs to be more like worked upon, though, honestly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Does this sound normal in your
ear? I'm telling you, I can't hear anything in my headphones.
Wait, can we switch headphones?
Okay.
I want to hear what you're hearing.
Nothing.
This sounds insane in my ears. I just want you to hear what I'm saying. Do you hear how crazy you sound?
Oh, that's because I turned the headphones on.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, sorry. No, I was also saying I wanted to move this on for you.
Oh, okay, that's valid.
This is peaking a little bit.
I thought we sounded crazy online based on the headphones.
That's why I was like...
Genuinely, we sounded so crazy.
You should have said something. I could have just turned the deck down. But, like, I turned it to the back.
I had an understanding that we were hearing the same thing, and I was like, maybe your ears are just chopped.
Just gone.
Like, literally.
No, because you can't hear anything in those, right?
Roughly, yeah. Just, like, barely anything.
Barely. I think the wire is, like, kind of buggy, because at the beginning, it started playing something.
Yeah, bro. Who do we get on about that?
The big... Or, he's retired.
He's retired.
He might be hearing. So, if he hears...
Why is everybody retired, but, like, they're still around? I don't know.
When you retire, you're going to be around.
You think so?
Yeah. If you work at, like, a golf course or something... Like,
oh, true. Yeah, yeah. You're going to pull up just for vibes.
Yeah.
Mike!
Hey!
Bobby! Bobby's at you! Bobby! Yeah, you already know the vibe.
Okay, I was saying for my songs.
Mm-hmm.
There's an array of reasons why I put different songs. So you can choose one just off the vibe, and I can tell you why.
Okay,
I chose that specific song.
Let's get over. I want to do that. Yeah. Let's. You want to talk about? We'll listen to The Chain by Fleetwood Mac, which Val added,
Of course.
And then we can talk about the next song that we were actually listening to in the car, which was really nice. You can talk about that if you'd like, or whatever you feel comfortable with.
Maybe we can do that song.
Okay, yeah. Cool. So let's listen to the first. Let's listen to Chain from the 2000 remaster, and then we'll be listening to Night and Day.
Day to Night.
Oh, Day to Night by Mei Ehara.
Yes.
If that's correct.
Yes.
Alrighty. I hope you guys enjoy.
He came out for a second.
You guys enjoyed that. That was insane. We've been having a ball in here, just so
and,
you guys know.
And don't forget, Benji is the biggest burger.
I'm not the biggest burger. If anybody's the biggest burger, it's that goofball Manny, bro.
It definitely
it's him.
Is. It's not even a question.
Because why is he explaining the differences between Wingstop wings and B-Dub's wings,
and
bro?
Why is he going from group chat to group chat?
Bro's group chat popping to explain the difference, bro.
And using slightly different verbiage,
I hate
but
this
the
guy,
same
bro.
Message.
I hate this guy. But hashtag love Panini. Hashtag love Panini, though. He's yeah, a great guy. Yeah. Anywho, we wanted to go over, or actually, Ethan wanted to enlighten you guys on some things about the next song we're going to listen to, just to give you guys some information so you guys know what you're getting into, so you can have more context as to what's happening. And also, Ethan is very professional with this kind of music. He's a he's a very heavy listener of Japanese style music. I'll let him get into it. Go ahead, E.
Yeah, you talked a lot. When I said I'll like explain it, I meant like on par with the show's theming today. So all the songs I put for the playlist today have been like a different interpretation of New Beginnings, I guess. This song is actually one of the more weird versions. I just kind of played this earlier in the car with Benji, and you just enjoyed it. But Mei Urahara, I've known of, or actually the album Ampersands, of which the song comes off of, I've known of for a while, and I've loved it, but I didn't like really get into her. But this is one of the few artists I like looked into like their like about section or whatever on like Spotify, and like did like a slightly deeper dive on.
Whoa.
And I learned like she like produced for like Faye Webster and stuff, and like I think that they're what they're doing is really cool, and I just kind of love that. But I finally like fully listened to Ampersands like cooking one day this semester. So on New Beginnings, this is my new cooking episode, because throwback, Ethan used to have a pretentious cooking music playlist on Spotify that he hasn't
Whoa.
Used in eons, but she was this vibe on there.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I kind of need to see that, actually.
It's not been updated for, like, maybe 2 years, but I can show you.
I'd love to see that.
Yeah.
Off air.
Yeah.
Well, let's hope you guys enjoy this song, which I know you will.
It's the next song is Day to Night on the album Ampersands by Mei Urahara.
Yes. Enjoy.
Oh,
Wow, guys. Whoa. Sorry, I was a little loud there. Sorry, guys.
No,
I gave
a
bit
Lord.
Of a bit of a gasp.
No, just the I can hear again.
Oh. Do you want to switch back?
No. Are these yours?
Those were the ones I was the
oh,
crazy.
So can you not
ones.
Hear anything?
Yeah, I can't hear anything.
Oh, do you want to switch back?
No, I don't care.
This is your show.
I can hear you.
This
like
is true.
Verbally, I can hear you.
I don't know. I love being able to hear exactly what they hear, so like I don't like peek or anything. But,
true.
But yeah.
Let us know what you guys thought of that song, and also let us know if you guys want more of this, like more of a me and Ethan type of thing.
Yeah,
and,
we can make something work here.
Yeah, we can make something shake real quick. Make some shake. Guys, we went
like
to we were at a party the other night. Like a not like a house party, but like just like a Latin party.
Yeah.
And we were listening to a lot of music and we happened to dance together. And we got quite a bit of looks.
Hey, that's cuz we were the only ones busting it down like that. Let me tell you.
When we hopped on the dance floor,
make room
because
y'all,
we're coming.
Cuz they knew. They knew some real boss men. We're coming.
Some real bad man. We're coming
real
on the show, bro.
Things,
literally.
Yes. Literally.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, we good. Hey, dap me up.
Yeah, bro. Of course. I wish people could see this dap up right now.
They could
they
hear can't. That snap, though. I'll
they,
tell
could,
you,
they could definitely
they
hear
heard
the snap.
That. They heard that. Yeah.
But we want to also talk about how you guys feel about Instagram notes. Is it in? Is it out? To me, they're absolutely out. If you're using Instagram notes, you are equivocally... chopped. I'm sorry.
You peaked the mic with that chop. That was the chop.
It had
that,
to be said.
That broke time.
Bro, literally had to be said.
But now, on the other side of the spectrum, I hate people who are on... Okay, let me say this. I hate people who are on notes posting, like, words. What are
yeah,
you doing?
Yeah, don't post words. That's
get out of
worse.
There. Get out of there.
Like, music, I guess, is more bearable, but, like, bro...
No. Let me get into this.
All right.
Because the people who post the words are like, I love my boyfriend, I miss my girlfriend. They're always the most annoying people using those. I usually like end up like not blocking them, but like, you know, muting their notes.
Muting the notes.
Why are you like, I miss my boyfriend? What am I gonna do with that information?
I honestly
do not care. I'm sorry.
Yes, bro.
But when it comes to music, I think it's okay if you have just the song and no words. That's usually what I do. Because I like to do it because Benji, maybe you oh. Hello. Hello.
We're just looking.
We're doing a show right now, but
yeah.
You can save in the back if you want.
What are you guys doing?
We're doing a radio show.
We have a couple guests, yeah. You guys.
Yeah.
Very live. Oh, that's really cool.
Hello. Yeah. But what was I saying? Yeah, I feel like when it comes to just posting the song and no words, it's pretty fine. Yes, thank you.
Yeah.
I think it's fine.
Genuinely, the strangest interaction we've ever had on the show. What the hell was that? Genuinely, what happened? We had the most, like, random people just walk into the show and say, can we stay? What do you mean, can you stay on the show?
I'm pretty sure it's playing out in the main area, so watch your words.
Oh, true.
It is.
Well, all love to those people. They seem like great people. But that was really funny.
I think they're doing an open house right now.
Oh, that's sweet. That's cool. More people coming. And guys, come to WMEC 90.5 FM. Join us. Be a part of the fun. Be a part of the community.
Keep going about the same topic, though, because I've never in my days... I thought you knew them.
I had no idea who they
that
were.
That was confidence right there.
That was, yeah.
That was confidence. I've never had
honestly,
confidence
like that. Honestly, props to them. That was insane.
What are you doing here?
Yeah. That was great.
What's going on here?
But honestly, Instagram notes is just a no-go for me.
Okay,
I'm honestly not even much of a poster, but like sometimes it has to be had.
I was just saying, you don't...
You're not much of a poster either.
No.
But that's what's insane is Ethan doesn't post... You know damn well he's about to be on Instagram notes.
No, I'm saying you don't interact, but usually I post a note and people will reply it up like, oh, I love this song, or like I give this song
that's
a listen.
That's true.
I don't
interact. I don't interfere. I don't play with those.
But I do. And I think the people who interact with me, I'm like, wow, thank you so much. And then I'll interact with theirs and they post a song. I'm like, wow, this song was good. I appreciate
this post. That's fair.
It's just, I love hearing music and I love it when people share their opinions on the music I love as well, which is why I do this.
Whoa. That's actually kind of sweet. Yeah. There's a little community there. I guess I can understand that, but I don't know.
You also don't.
I have to warm up to it a bit.
You also don't know the feeling of kind of despair of seeing someone you haven't talked to in like 3 years swipe up on your note. Like, dang, I love that song.
That is kind of amazing, actually.
It
There's
is
the kind of connection that you can receive.
It is, but it's just like scary because like, what are you doing? Talk to me right now.
That's true.
That's why it's beautiful. That's why it's beautiful.
That is a beautiful thing. This is also, let's get into a couple other songs that we've come to. We have No Time for Change by The Outside, a compilation 2. And then there's another one that Ethan will explain because I don't know how to pronounce it.
All right. Do you not know any, like, which one you want to do? Or
The
next one?
In order, yeah.
Oh, I said, that's what we can do out of order. But
oh, out of order?
We can do
whatever.
Okay.
Pick the next ones.
Oh. Well, we can do in order, but let's just play No Time to Change.
No Time for Change.
I don't, actually, I think this is just like a Spotify recommended song. I was like demoing songs for Benji in the car, and he really liked this one. So
yeah,
it's just kind of here.
I did really like this one. Yeah. This one was quite the vibe.
Yeah, so I guess we're just going to have a song for the vibe, because why not?
Yeah. Guys, just relax. Do some work. Just enjoy yourself. Feel the vibe. Grab a cup of popcorn. Grab anything you need.
I also realized, this is kind of crazy. I did not realize I was upping my pitch this entire time. I don't know what you did to me to make my voice go up a pitch.
I think it's the alpha in me.
Was I beta? Is that what happened?
I'm sorry.
We're back.
I'm sorry.
We're back. No. Also, you know what? Actually, I can tell you exactly what it is. It's because I'm leaning over to the mic. Usually I'm in the big dog seat, so I don't have to lean over. My diaphragm isn't contracting as much.
You seem like the kind of character that, like, you turn your head for the taco. Like, when you're eating a taco, you turn your head. You don't turn the taco. You turn your head. You're submissive towards the taco. That's what you are. You just seem like that.
You're right. So just play the next song.
Next song, you guys. No Time for Change by The Outside. Enjoy. Did you guys hear that intermission? That was a beautiful intermission. That was somebody from My Culture. And actually, let me know in the comments below if you guys know who that artist was. And if you do, I will personally give you $20. Genuinely. If you can name who that artist is.
I couldn't.
Yeah, I know.
I don't think I could even say his name.
Yeah.
Or at least, you know.
Properly. You could give it a shot, but then nobody will win
$20. You would kill me, yeah.
Yeah, I'd have to murder you.
Yeah.
Genuinely.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sorry I ended that song short for you guys. That was actually my bad. I feel like a horrible person.
Well, you shouldn't, because whenever that happens for us, we either play the song back immediately and pretend nothing happened, or...
That's so funny. Do you actually do that?
It doesn't happen often, but when it has happened, it's just like you play it back, like, or I get back on the mic, I'm like, sorry about that, y'all. And I just play it, keep it playing.
Keep it pushing?
Yeah. Or I'm like, I just chat for a second.
True.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I prefer the chat.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's real. This is human. Actually, whoa. This is actually some, talking about new beginnings. Back before I was a DJ, like radio host or whatever, I remember talking to my friend Ray, who graduated like 2 years ago. But they were talking about, like, how they miss, like, humanity in, like, their media or, like, just in things in, like, real life, right?
Mm-hmm.
And part of the reason why they love the radio station is because you can hear them make up a little bit of a mistake. They don't like those, like, big radio stations that, like, it's just, like, the guy who's, like, so professional, never
makes
a mistake.
Yeah, 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 I agree.
I kind of like it when the guy's like, sorry about that.
Yeah, my bad, guys. I'm very sorry.
Like, he's, like, a little bit nervous. Like, yes, that is what I want to hear. Like, I don't know. It's funky. That kind of gets your... listeners.
It's human.
Yeah.
I can go into this all day. Yeah. I love very human things.
Yeah.
Like, I love when, I don't know, humans are amazing, especially when it comes to art and, like, this whole AI art thing and whether AI is going to take over art and design and whatever, da-da-da-da-da. No, bro. It's human. We are human. We want to see what other humans are feeling emotionally, you know?
That one friend who's too woke.
Literally, bro, that's me. It's me, but it's also not me.
No, it's real.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was making a joke for the listeners out there.
Yeah.
They laughed.
Yeah, they. I hope you laughed.
Yeah.
Hashtag live, laugh, love. Langley.
Oh. And only like, maybe like 20 people in this world will understand that one. And that's beautiful.
But also, if you're not from this, like, you should know where that is, bro. You're going to this.
Chances are... 90%. No, I mean, what are you talking about?
Oh, you're talking about that specifically?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I was talking about Langley Park.
Oh, no. Okay, no. I think most people know what Langley Park is if they're listening.
Yeah, but if you do not, nobody knows that.
That
sure.
That thing, yeah.
Yeah, maybe like literally...
That's, I mean...
20 people max.
Max. Yeah, I don't know how many are on there.
Honestly, I don't know.
I couldn't tell you. Yeah. Actually, if you're the owner of that and are perhaps tuning in, let us know.
Yeah,
and this is also how you know. This is how you know if they're real or fake. If they're real, they're tuning in.
That's true. That's how you know. If you know, you know.
If you know, you know.
Literally.
Anyways, so I guess if we're just gonna go off chronologic order, no, I was gonna say chronology.
No. Let's go to a different vibe. Let's go to a different one. What do you want to play? Because I think it's just you now.
It is just me.
Yeah.
Well, I'll play the next one anyways because I have it queued up here.
Okay. Fine.
The next song is Death Child by Bleach, off the album Good Spirits. That was all Google translated. They're like I think they're from 2009. I have to double check. But they're like an old band who like, broke up, or not broke up, but like
sadly
disbanded, after a bit. But I love these guys. They're definitely one of my favorites.
When did it come out?
This album?
Yeah. They disbanded, but it came out in 24?
Oh, that's like the re-release.
This album
came out in 2008.
But they could have like a Panchico moment, though.
They could, but I don't know.
Yeah.
This is, last semester, I think, is when I found them, or at least like when I really got into them.
Mm-hmm.
This is back, last spring is when I got into Midori. Midori is like the face of like screaming, light-voiced Asian woman into like some heavy like punk alt music, and I loved it. And Bleach was like kind of the next layer of it, not like the next layer, just like the next thing I could find. And boy, howdy, do I love Bleach! I love their bassist. Their bassist is so fire.
Okay.
And
I'm excited to hear this.
Yeah, you don't know what the song sounds like.
I don't think I do.
But this specific song, I heard when I first found them, but for some reason I didn't have it liked on my Spotify, which is kind of funny because I like every song that I like on Spotify.
I've done that too, actually, where I'll have songs in like certain playlists, but I won't have it liked.
And I'm like, what happened?
Like, why is that not liked?
So I recently liked it, which is why this is on the
at the very top.
Yeah, but I've known the song for a while. So in lieu of new beginnings, this is me finding the song that I've loved for a minute, but also an artist or such band that I've not known for very long either.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm excited. I hope you guys are excited too.
I also think this band shaped my persona of last semester a little bit. Maybe you'll understand when you hear it, but yeah. I don't know.
Okay. Yeah. Let's give it a shot. Let's hear. Let us know.
Bye-bye. Yeah, I appreciate how you actually slide the thing down every time.
Oh yeah, well, one thing to know about me is I serve at a church and I like live mix music.
Oh right,
so
right.
So I have a little bit of experience.
No,
I thought it was part two. Yeah. Deliberations, bro.
No, usually when I do it, I just press the button and then I slide down because I believe in the button more than the slider, to be honest with you. Because, not going to name names, but there's been instances where somebody did not press the button, and then they thought that the button was pressed, and then the slider is still up there.
Fair.
That day was so funny, actually. Man, shout out.
Give a shout out. Give it.
Shout out Frequencies at 9 p.m. on Sundays on WBC 90.5 FM.
Yes. We love them. Yes. We need to run that back, actually.
We have not. I actually,
it's been way too long. But also, when we happen to do shows with frequencies, it always happens to be like the loudest, most rambunctious, obnoxious show ever. But in the best way possible.
It was supposed to be just us five, and it turned into like nine of us, right?
I know, it always does, bro.
I don't know how it happened. But,
but we've only done one show together, I feel.
We've only done one.
A single show, which is insane.
Have frequencies like come all on to La Mescla?
I think it's literally been once.
Because it's like La Mescla gets freaked, and then we did La Freaky Mescla, right?
Oh, yeah, so it's been like two.
It's twice.
Okay,
it was twice. Yeah.
And both have been a pleasure.
Yes.
Guys, please listen to them. Listen to them on Sundays at 10, right? Or not?
That was so fake of you. That was the fakest thing you could have done. Not only does that mean you didn't know the time before.
I've listened to it before.
But you
I
also
just didn't
heard,
remember. You,
you
know,
heard me?
You know I'm experiencing early Alzheimer's, though. Like, you knew that already,
this
bro.
Is true. You do tune in. You're actually my... You and Bale and Alex are probably
We are prominent listeners,
yes,
bro. I swear.
Yes, I appreciate
but
that.
But I forgot the time, though.
It's okay. You can still tune in without knowing the time. That's fine.
Yeah. Wait, but it's at 9?
Yeah.
Genuinely, what is going on, bro? eBay's hitting me up. Bro, what if we did a live marketplace, like,
whoa,
marketplace, like, search?
Dude, imagine you, why are you on that?
Bro, because I was trying to, like, think of things to say about Luis Bonfa.
Are you actually?
I didn't know.
Wow.
Yeah, bro.
And we're talking about humanism. And this is, I won't tell the audience what you're doing, but there's some nefarious.
Let's get into the new song, okay. Bro. Oh my gosh, bro. Don't let me tell them what you've done in your lifetime, bro.
What does that even entail? I've done so many things in my lifetime.
You've done a lot of things. I actually don't even know where I was going with
that.
Yeah,
you don't.
I don't.
You don't. Okay. I'll call your bluff.
All right. Well, let's get into A Brazilian in New York by Luis Bonfa.
People are saying that I'm a better guitar player.
You're not. You're definitely not better than me.
I definitely am. I'm just too greedy for my own.
Yeah. Okay. One last thing before we get into the next song is when we play Catan, Ethan is the closest to win. He's always the closest to win, but he's always the greediest. Like, he'll, like, get all his plays ready, and then by the time he has, like, six plays ready to win, I've already won.
Benji, do you know how much more fun it is for me to win on 11 than 10 victory points?
But do you know? You have one win. I have three, bro.
It's not about quality over quantity. Who cares that you've won three times when my absolute dominance that last game actually would have
mean you won in a partnership game,
no
bro.
You actually wouldn't so mad last game. I think Abby like got mad at me for like 2 weeks after that game.
Really? Actually, you didn't hug it out after?
No, like it was like
it was evil
a little bit. I remember
I low-key love evil games.
I saw like when I'd see her, she's like trying to poke my eyes. She's like, I'm not happy with you right now. I was like, oh,
I'm not happy with you is insane. Yeah.
That's okay. Why I need to keep winning like that so you guys can understand.
I'll never go out like that.
The wrath that I incur in people.
All right. Let's get into A Brazilian in New York by Luis Bonfa.
Yes, I love Brazilians and New York and both things combination.
This is the story of a Brazilian in New York. Walk. Walk. Cross the street. Thank you. of North of Brazil. Now, coming piano in the orchestra. Samba em Rio de Janeiro.
Alright, friends, this has come to an end. A short but fun journey. I hope you guys enjoyed. We'll be back shortly. You've been listening to La Mezcla on WMUC 90.5 FM. Any last words, my friend?
I appreciate you going into the voice at the end here. That was nice. This didn't come out earlier. Earlier, the energy was too high for anything of...
This is true, yeah.
Of somberness, yeah.
But I feel like we ended off on a sweet note.
That was a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
I think the rest of my songs were really high energy. Yeah. They're pretty high energy, so.
I agree.
Yeah.
Well, with that, we'll leave you guys be. Have a great rest of your night and enjoy your next show.
Yeah.
Bye bye.
Now, coming a piano in the orchestra. Samba em Rio de Janeiro.